because he's in Alaska with his family on a cruise. And so I entertain a motion to call this meeting to order.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, the first thing we need to do. Pardon?
I'm gonna say.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Okay, the first thing we need to do is review our agenda. So you guys don't beat me up too much in the council meeting. Let's go over our agenda. The minutes, I have one thing to correct on the minutes on page 36. Lisa, it's the League of Cities and Towns that said they may clarify that at their convention, not the legislature. Okay. And so that was my correction. Anybody else have anything on the minutes?
Did you say page 36?
Line
36.
Approval of the warrants register. Any issues with that one? Okay, set the date for the public hearing August 7th. Are we all good with setting a date for August 7th?
Is that a regular meeting night?
Yes. If we want, I know Steve will be asking us what we want to do for the budget. We could meet next week. We have the fire consolidation meeting, and we could meet after on the 14th of August. But that would be our last possible date to do that, unless we meet on Wednesday or something. We only have one or two days after that to get that in. So, are we okay to set a public hearing on the 7th? Is everyone in favor of that? Is everyone okay with that? Do we have any issues with that?
What time?
This is the same as our meeting, our next council meeting. Is everyone okay with a public hearing? A public hearing next council meeting. Yes? That's okay? No issues? Susan?
Brad?
No issues with the...
That's for the tax.
Pardon?
So it was required tax rate.
Yeah.
Hear what the people have to say about it.
Yeah.
It's for the whole budget. It's for the whole budget as well.
To consider the proposed budget and the certified tax rate.
So will they be separate?
Just one public hearing, yeah.
But wouldn't you would talk about both? And would they be talking about both at the same time?
Okay. I mean, you could choose as a council to separate it, I guess, if you wanted. But it would just be an opportunity. Any comments about the proposed tax rate? Any comments about the upcoming budget?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. We're separating one, two items possibly.
The proposed budget and the certified tax rate, if we want to have the public talk about each one separately or just have them together and they can talk about both at the same time.
As it is noticed, it's just one public hearing that includes both of those.
Hmm. I think it's an interesting idea. What would be the advantage of separating them?
Mayor's choice about how he wants to do the meeting.
But there be an advantage to separate them?
Probably not much, unless, as long as we make sure that they are aware they can talk about either. But they're
well, they talk about one at a time.
They can't.
If you separate them, then they're restricted to talk about the budget, and then they're restricted
right.
to talk about
but,
proposed tax rate.
But if we leave them together, we can just say you can talk about both when you come up. And that might be easier for people to come up once and talk about both.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll leave it as both?
Okay. I'm fine either way.
Okay, then for the discussion and action items, we have allocating the franchise fee funds. What do we need to answer on that? What do we need to talk about on those funds? I believe that's the idea of 50% to roads, right? Minimum 50% to roads? Is that what we have had? Isn't that what we're doing?
There's several issues.
with the...
Are you asking someone to ask questions about that now, or are you asking us...
Well, I'm asking questions, because that's our discussion item, of what we need to get, if we need, if we can talk about it now, so we don't have to have such a long council meeting, that's all. Because that's kind of what this meeting is for, right?
Okay, so I have a couple questions then.
Okay.
Okay, Steve. Define the process of an ERU. Or define what exactly what it is and how that's determined.
It's an equivalent residential unit, and that's what's used to calculate the storm drain fee. Generally, a single residential unit is considered one ERU. When you get into the commercial, it's based off of the square footage of their non-drainable...
The impervious surface.
Impervious surface. However, some of the commercials may get a reduction if they have put in certain measures.
And that is required by law because it makes it to where it's justifiable, right? Is the ERU system also used with our road maintenance fee?
No, it is not.
Okay.
ERU is strictly pertaining to your storm drain plan.
Okay, but, so you have this...
Sorry, isn't something similar to that used for the... Because every residential unit is used for the road, is it not?
Well, the trip count is the basis for your road improvement fee.
Okay. So the trip count, so these numbers over here, supermarket discount store is $286.73, a motel is $567. Okay, it's on, that's commercial one versus commercial six. Okay, what I'm trying to understand is in your analysis, I do not understand how you come up with the numbers for commercial. I understand how you come up with the numbers for residential, but I don't understand how you come up with the numbers for commercial. Now, if you remember, last year, and two of you are new, when we were putting this together, commercial except for nonprofits, their rate was reduced by 50%. Okay, based on the formula we used, correct? So
their rate wasn't reduced. They were assigned the same rate, and then we determined that
it was
the impact was quite sharp, and so the rate stayed the same, and they were discounted by 50%.
That's right. So that's a good clarification.
May I make one other one?
Sorry.
It may help you here, Brent. And that is the numbers you're looking at on trip count come from national standards. That's not something we made up.
Right. It has to be. You have to be able to justify.
Right. The national engineering standards.
Okay. Second question.
Sally stood in front of the hotel and counted 5.7 this hour.
I did that on yeah.
Well, someone be an engineer in your life. And just
someone did it somewhere.
That's right.
So, in regards to residential, we have our base rate and we have our tiered usage rates. Steve and the council as well, is there a way to tier the rates for residential in regards to the road improvement rate?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, so I'll start over. So you have your water base rate.
There's going to be a national number that we're going to be able to fix it to. So with trip rates, we can, there's a...
Okay, but we don't have a national number for water. I'm talking about water and sewer. So we have our water. We set a base rate. This is the rate that everyone pays. You pay this for any usage, right? and then we tier our rates. We determine what the tier is. There's no national standard for our tiered rates, is there?
There are some engineering standards about it. We're talking about the stormwater is, in particular, there are tiered rates nationally.
Well, that's the ERU.
No.
We just
No. But there are some of those numbers that you talked about a moment ago that looks at the impermeable surface in addition to your base rate. And based on the amount of asphalt or concrete, you'll have a different number. It's how, in a big rain, how much water is running off when opposed to going in.
Last year, we had all kinds of options in regards to what we could do with our road improvement fee. Correct?
Yes.
Correct.
There were probably, I think, three or four options that were looked at.
Okay. So, we say, okay, we're $10 the base rate, and we're going to add 6% to it. And we're going to add 6% to all our tiered rates as well. Right? That's what the proposal is.
Well,
for water and sewer?
For the utilities, yes. Continue. To me, it's kind of like you're meshing the road improvement fee and the utility.
I'm trying to make it to where it's not arbitrary or capricious, and yet I want to tier the rates a little bit residentially. I think that would be more equitable. I think we could base it on some sort of standard.
You want
okay,
to tier,
for example.
Which rates are you wanting to tier?
Okay, just like we tier water and sewer.
You want to tier.
And we have a formula for storm drain. And remember, we want to double storm drain. What was our, okay, let's make, this will make it simple. What was our justification for more than doubling our storm drain last year? What was our justification for that? If we say we have to have a standard and it has to link back, what was it?
Well, last year when we were talking about the storm drain, it was the rates increase were generally driven by the EPA guidelines that are being put into place that are resulting in additional testing regulations and new staffing that causes.
I think the philosophical driver was under the sustainability model, we determined that we had infrastructure, we had maintenance, we had employees, etc., that were underfunded, so to speak, to maintain a stability, right? That's so sustainable. Right. So how did we arrive at those numbers? We staff went and got the standards, and then we raised our rates based on those national standards that council said, hey, this is where they, you know, this much drainage, this much water, this much land, impervious, all that kind of stuff. So that's where that was our driver.
But we chose, because when we saw the model, when we modeled out the road maintenance fee, when we modeled it out, we had all these different options, all justifiable, and we actually underfunded it. And part of the way we helped recover some of that funding was by putting 100% of the fee from our enterprise funds into the road maintenance. That got us closer. But we are not at the sustainable number for our road maintenance. We did not hit that number last year, and we have all types of scenarios. We had like a 60-40 split between different things. We have all kinds of different scenarios.
Right. The modifications, though, weren't dealing with the trip count methodology. They were generated because initially we started, let's generate $1 million of revenue. The impact of that was too drastic. So then it was, well, give us an option then for generating $750,000 of revenue. So those are the alternatives that were presented, but the methodology based off the trip count was never altered. It was the amount of money generated as a result of that.
only.
It sounds like you're conflating two things. With water, sewer, a bunch of those things, you can have a base rate and have something tiered based on measurable consumption. We have a meter that we know what they've done. When you're talking about roads or storm drain, the only measurement you can have on storm drain is what are the square footage that's out there? What's the footprint? And for roads, it gets tiered in residential versus various kinds of commercials. If you're going to try to tier residential, what is the consumption that you're measuring?
That's what I'm asking. I'm not the expert on this, so my question is there a way, not that I know the way or I'm out there researching for the way. For example, we had talked about last year the idea that motor vehicle registrations, that could be a methodology. Okay, now the question is, can you obtain that data? Would that be violating some privacy law to obtain that data? Now, we do get revenue from vehicle registrations, right? So what I'm saying is, I should be paying more of a fee than I do for road maintenance, okay? We have 5 cars in my house, right? I'm having a bigger impact. So just like we have the ERUs for determining the storm drain, and just like we have data to determine, and we gave a 50% discount, right? That was based on solid data. We really started up with that as our formula, right? And then we broke it down from there. So, my question is how do we charge me more and Whittle less? And do it in a way that's not arbitrary or capricious. That is the key question that I have. Because when you look at these rates for our water and sewer, we have our base rate. We also have it tiered based on usage. And as you use more, you pay a higher rate. Now, we determine what that is, right?
That's correct. That's so many gallons you pay this rate.
That's right. So, for example, right now I pay $4.96, and the lady who can't drive pays $4.96. Now, at some point,
only for the first so many gallons.
No. I'm talking about maintenance fee.
The road improvement.
Oh, excuse me.
All residential is $4.96.
Sorry. It's $4.96. So, what can we do on the residential side? So, in my mind, I've got it figured out as far as I like the formula. I like where we're going. The only thing is in regards to the non-residential, these are the businesses that bring in tax revenue. We don't want to keep bleeding them like a turnip, you know. But the point is, I think we need to discount them 75%.
The businesses?
Okay? 75% of the increase.
And that number's based on what, so it's not arbitrary?
Well, we did it last year by 50%.
What's your formula for the increase that the 75% can be?
We'll use the same thing.
And are you talking about the road fee?
The 65% number.
Are you still on the road fee?
But I would also like, I was only using sewer and water as a comparison of how we do things there versus how we're doing this with the road maintenance fee. And I think we need to come up with some type of a formula. And I'm not saying what it is. I'm saying I know what we did last year, and I know what we did last year was appropriate.
Yeah. A couple comments on that.
I think that is a super good idea. I don't think that it's even feasible to do it within 2 weeks of the budget going in. That seems crazy. But For you having five cars and all five cars of yours being used, that I can see. I have four and only two of them get used occasionally.
Why did you sell two then?
So then, if you just ask cars, mine are not on the road. You know what I mean? So in a way, that just asking cars is one way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the widow doesn't drive, but her grandson doesn't park three cars in her driveway or store his cars there.
I don't say that was the answer.
No, I'm just saying, I think it's a good idea, but it's going to take a while to come up with an idea how to do that. So I would say maybe next year, but right now I don't see how we could do that. But go ahead, sorry.
So my comment was, I think, and I don't know if Steve has any, I don't recall that within the ITE trip data, it made any distinctions between the types of residential from multifamily. I could see perhaps there might be some multifamily versus single family. I think that's where we would go, get with Fred and look at that ITE data to say, hey, does it make a distinction? If so, what is that distinction and how does that play into this conversation? My second point.
I think there is that.
Okay. Yeah. Which we can do, and that's empirical. That's,
but, you know, let me give you another piece of thing, maybe to help talk yourselves off the ledge for a second. When you talk about a base rate for something like the road fee, the courts in this state and the Court of Appeals, I know because I had the case, have held that where it's unlike something you can measure through a meter like water and sewer, you have the right to establish a proxy measurement.
And so it's you like can, storm drain.
That's right, storm drain. Storm drain's a little bit different because there you have
a measurable surface.
That's right, you have this variable, which is the surface itself. But when you're talking about a road, and you're using road maintenance fee, you can reasonably, and without being arbitrary, establish a base rate, and that becomes your proxy because you don't have a meter to run it through. There's no way for you to run a tape measure over it to see how much you got. So the courts have held you can't do that.
But I believe if the state would okay it, you could put in when you register your car every year what your mileage is, and then the state could collect mileage on who drives the boat.
Please no.
No, I'm just saying that would be a way to regulate it to say who's driving the cars on the roads.
Well,
let me finish my second comment here.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's come full circle.
Well, that's the way to regulate it.
You know what?
I'm
just bringing that up. I think maybe we ought to look at it. Yeah. Look at that part for next year. However, I do believe we can still move forward and just do the same thing we did last year in regards to giving the discount, because those numbers don't quite make sense in regards to. Our commercial. Our commercial can't have, it can't be dealt this. Yeah.
This is assuming that the council agrees to do 65%.
That's assuming.
And
that's
means
what I'm working for,
if so. We're going up 65%, that's right? To increase at 65% and businesses are reduced half of that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we can go less.
Okay. I'm just making it clear what you're saying.
Okay, so the 65% strictly came from a mathematical analysis of what, 3,000 gallons of usage, not two, but three, and you would actually, that anyone who used 3,000 or more gallons of water would receive an overall discount. If you only use two, you actually pay 10 cents more, or $1.20 a year. Use one, same thing. You're gonna, it'll be a slight increase. But when it gets to the commercial, Sally, if you look at the numbers, based on the formula, last year we those rates here. Do you have this paper?
Well, it's in my computer, yeah.
Okay, well, if you look at it, those green numbers, is that green? Am I saying that right?
Well, last year we reduced the rate.
We don't plan on changing that. 50% unless they were nonprofits.
Right.
When you get down here to public use, we didn't reduce that rate because they're nonprofit. They don't pay property taxes.
Correct.
Remember, it was the BYU example?
No, but I know that.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if we go 65% across the board with commercial, the numbers don't make sense. It's too much for commercial again. So what I'm saying is, we need to reduce that number.
By something.
Again, but, yeah.
Let, we need, yeah, let me jump in if I could, because this is part of my...
Discount, and this, yeah. Discount, Adam says.
So part of my comment is if this is the direction the council wants to go is to increase the road improvement fee to a certain number, I'd like it'd be best to work in reverse the way we worked last year. And that is, what is the new amount of revenue that you want to build into your capital improvements plan? Because that's what drives this, right? You start with, we need $1 million of revenue for roads. And then you back into, this is how that translates into a residential fee and a commercial fee. And then you all make a policy decision on, well, we're going to reduce that impact on commercial businesses by this percentage. So we still get where this idea would want to take you, but we have to back into it so that we have that the support, the justification for how we charge the fee is based on, here's our capital need, and then everything translates down to, okay, this is what it is. So again, you get the same place, right?
But I'm only good with getting there if it means that we do away with the franchise fee and return it to the enterprise funds, and that way, overall, there is no increase on the water, sewer, storm drain, garbage rates this year, and that money is returned there, but we raise the money for roads to make it more sustainable, which was a goal also. It keeps both sustainable,
so,
or on the road to sustainable. With the road fee, we were way under what we wanted to collect.
I think we need to be, Sally, we need to be super careful. Everybody in this room has a particular expertise. Right? None of us, I think I can say, are particular experts when it comes to road fees, water fees, sewer fees, anything. We hired somebody last year to help us, and he was here seven times to walk us through base rates and how we came to those rates. And like Matt was saying, we work from the direction of our needs, right? I'm hesitant to make a lot of decisions by fiat right now. I don't feel adequate to know enough about any of these numbers and how we get them and what's our, why we're messing with the base rate, why we're not, why we are talking franchise fees or not. I think if we wanted to have this discussion, we need to bring in
Fred,
to answer some of these questions. I don't think, no offense, but I don't think anybody here is qualified, nor me particularly, especially, I should say, to comment, yeah, it's a good idea. Even if it is a good idea, I don't know enough to know that.
Then, that being the case, then we shouldn't be raising our rates on utilities.
Except for, last year, when we had a three-year model that was laid out.
And we had a furloughed maintenance fee, too.
Yeah.
And we have not said anything about that.
Well, we haven't got to it yet. You're right.
No, I mean, so it's not one. You don't get one or the other. That's what you want. We're not an expert on this, but we are on this other, because we had a three-year thing we did with our road as well. That was a long discussion. Okay, so you want it both ways.
No, I don't want it anyway. I'm hesitant that as a council we have more power over this rate, over these taxes, than we know how to control. Our power as councilmen can do as much damage, if not more, than good if we're taking this model that we had a lot of professional assistance on, and then we're at the 10th hour, now 11th hour, trying to deviate. So I take your point on the road, and I don't want it both ways. I'm hesitant
to act. Then we shouldn't act on that either. I'm willing to, in my opinion is, I'm willing to not do any of it yet until we get the professional advice you're talking about. As you noticed, I deferred some questions to make certain that we do things appropriately. Okay? How do we get there? How do we get there? For example...
Councilman Strait, I just want to ask, the ordinance 1807, the 50-50 of the franchise fee, where are we on that one? Because that's what we're talking about, and it feels like we haven't quite got that one under control yet.
Well, I don't know that we can vote on that or anything else until, you know, I think until we can get serious about working it out, get Fred here, let's look at the data on the roads, let's look at our options there, let's look at our options with the utility rates. You know, I don't want the franchise fee. I think it's misguided, which means that I don't know that we need the... I mean, I kind of came up with the idea of the ordinance, but I would just like to have things... A spade's a spade, a heart's a heart, a diamond's a diamond. We need to take care of roads. We need to take care of our enterprise funds. Not at the expense of the general fund, okay? The general fund is in the middle of this.
Sally, council member, or mayor pro tem, Josh. Let me just remind, everything that is built in, and correct me if I'm wrong, everything that is built into the acting budget that is before you that we've been working on is all based on sustainability models from last year, the analysis that's been done, the recommendations from last year. So I don't see that we're at a point where we're saying we can't move forward unless we go backwards and have a professional come in and help us.
Here's what I heard,
Adam. Any deviations from the sustainability models, the recommendations of those models that we've been looking at to guide our decision making, any deviation from that, that's a red flag that should say, wait, maybe we should back up then and run the model to see if that gets traction, to see if that makes sense. We can see the consequences of those decisions within the model. That's where I heard Councilmember Hensley say, if we're talking about increasing road improvement fees by 65%, eliminating a franchise fee, that is a significant departure from what we have had in front of us by way of the model for sustainability.
Okay, the sustainability model says we need so much money in the enterprise funds. If we do away with the franchise fee, it actually does that. The sustainability model, which wasn't built into this budget, also says we need more money for roads. That wasn't even discussed. It wasn't put in here. The 6% was automatically put in. We didn't have to ask for the 6% to be put in. It was put in based on the sustainability model.
No, it was put in because two council meetings ago, we went through the menu, and we had option A, B, C, and D, and we all agreed.
That's a different thing.
We went to option D, and option D said we were going to go with the
6%
plus the, I can't remember what it's called, for tax. The property tax, right? That was option D, and that's how the 6% got communicated to staff, that the menu plus D was what was
we could move forward with. That was what I voted on. Then to find out that wasn't what that was what I decided, but I didn't vote for it last time. No. Now, but three did. So you're right. So you can have whatever you want as long as you have the three. That's correct. But I'm saying, going back to the sustainability model, that I know for a certain, because I sat right in this room last year regarding the road improvement fee, that we did not reach the sustainable number.
But we didn't reach on anything. That's why it's a three-year plan.
Okay.
Or a forever plan.
Or a forever plan, but I mean, the number was 115, and we settled at 42 or 43.
So what did the sustainability model say about roads? Did it say there was to be nothing this year? Because I know what you're talking about, because we didn't go with 115%, right?
You said we were 40 million behind, something like that?
But we're still...
I have it here.
But we're still ahead of where we would have been.
Why?
If the argument is we left something out of the sustainability plan, then move ahead and then make that adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, let me kind of paraphrase something. The sustainability plan are stars to steer by, not stripes to beat yourself with.
Right.
So adopt the plan that you had in place. You all have had two retreats on this thing. You've had the experts, you've established it. You've got a base package. If you've got some kind of exception you want to deal with, great, let's get on that.
Well, the exception is this. The exception is this, and it's simply a matter of the numbers, that my philosophy is the franchise fee is not a good idea, and that we should return that money. We already have our fees that we pay for managing. Right? The enterprise fee is a separate fee. And why do we have that? Why do we have the franchise?
But the franchise fee is more because it covers general government. But what we're talking about are road cuts, the capital that interfered. Those are separate things.
Now, so this is a question for John. If you have to dig up a road to put in a water or a sewer line, who pays for that? If it's our sewer line, our water line, and we have to dig up a road, I see 850 got dug up.
Mm-hmm. We fixed a service there. That's us. We pay for that.
Which fund pays for that?
The water line pays for it?
As it should.
Well, there's a water line, you get a portion of the water line, there's a sewer line, you got that.
Yeah, so it depends on what
utility you have, allocated by utility.
Exactly, I think that's fair.
Even down to the asphalt, it's broken, so when we repair the asphalt, that is charged to the water department or sewer accordingly.
Okay, let me take that a step further. We have the mayor's road, the old mayor's road, and we have those two roads that go in a circle there.
Oakwood and Crestwood?
Oakwood and Crestwood, exactly. Now, we all know that there's a lot of work there, right?
Yep.
And that's a road that needs to be done. And when that road is done, it needs to have all of it replaced, right?
You do your utilities long before you do your road, yeah.
Right.
Yep, that's why it opened up.
Now, can an engineer tell us exactly what the cost of, well, the percentage or the cost value of that replacement of sewer or water lines?
They can give you an engineer's estimate, and then they give you percentages from there, yes.
Okay.
But they've been wrong a lot.
So,
the cost of everything.
Percentages.
So, what I'm saying is, I am all for them paying the direct costs. So, when we do those two, Crestwood and Oakwood, when we do those two streets, I would suggest that we go to the model just like when you cut out 850. If it was for water, water has to pay for it, right?
Councilmember Schrake, can I jump in?
I want this to be very transparent. And I don't feel like the enterprise fee is as transparent as
I think I know where you're going, and that's why I'd like to respond. I interpret that as, and I think I understand where you're going with this, and my comment would be, I would agree with you if the whole premise of why you would charge a franchise fee to any utility, city-owned or otherwise, if the premise for those fees were that those enterprise funds need to pay us for the impact they have on our roads, I would agree with you. But a franchise fee, as originally put together years ago, that is charged to other utility companies, telecommunications, those were all based off a premise that, look, your infrastructure is in our right of way. You are leasing the right to be there. It is not a reimbursement for payment. When Comcast comes and they cut up our road, or Questar, they pay 100% to repair that road and their infrastructure. That's not, they don't come to us and say, hey, I need a discount from my franchise fee because I just repaired your road. It's like, no. The franchise fee is for lease of the public right-of-way that your infrastructure gets to occupy. But again, last meeting when we talked about this, I appreciate the position you're in as a council, because as a city, it's interesting that we own our own utilities and we're the city. But if you separate that and say, well, what if we didn't own our water system? Would we have any concern about charging a franchise fee to the private utility company for renting our public right-of-way? And I think to the extent you can view it through that lens, that's the more accurate way to approach it, to say, why wouldn't we charge our enterprises the same type of fees as we do other private enterprises? It's run like a
business. As always is, government ought to be run like a business. That gets you there.
But then we turn around and we laugh and say it's idiotic that the enterprise funds would ever charge the city for using the water and the sewer and blah blah storm drain that. And we say, well, that'd be stupid. Why would we charge ourselves? That's what we say to ourselves. And yet,
no, we didn't say that. We said the cost to implement the devices to measure it outweighs, not just by a little, but if I recall the conversation, by a significant number, how much we would go to charge ourselves. Is that, John, I don't want to misquote your...
But we reference it. That I've been through how many of these discussions?
Okay, this is the sixth one.
$75,000. It cost us $75,000.
That's just your water meter.
To get the
and
water
what
meter.
Is our projected usage each year? I mean, we project it. We tell the public it's somewhere around this number, right?
And that is something we could do as a city, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying we do that. I'm just saying it's somewhat inconsistent. Yeah, let's run it like a business.
Okay, so Councilmember Strait, sorry. So the allocating the ordinance 1807, that one we may not be taking action on tonight?
I think that's contingent. I think that's somewhat contingent on your discussion about the franchise fees. Because if, you know, to Councilmember Strait's point, if the franchise fees, if your opinion is to get rid of charging our own utilities a franchise fee, then that ordinance is a moot point, right? That just goes away because there's no need to restrict funds that aren't there. So they're related, and I don't, yeah.
Well, and I talked to Steve because I kind of had a similar idea, sort of, not quite, but similar. And it took him a while to explain it, to explain it to him. But for my idea to get rid of the franchise fee to whatever, then we would have to increase the taxes in order to cover that, right? I mean, we would end up short if we got rid of the franchise fee, it would be like $300,000 short, right?
Well, Sally, if we had $2 million more dollars, I bet we would have found a way to spend it.
I'm just saying, right now, where we are in
absolutely.
The budget.
Absolutely, a lot of parks.
If we were right now, if we changed right now, talking to Steve, it seemed to me like worth for me to take $300,000 out, Brent, for me to take $300,000 out by getting rid of the franchise fee is going to change that budget a lot. And I don't know if we have time to rework what we're going to do with the budget if we take that franchise fee away.
But I think here's part of the frustration. When we have the budget discussion, we get to a point and then it's all, nope, shut it off, nope. no more discussion, nope, we're not going to talk about it, it's too late in the process, we're not going to deal with this. Well, then when do we deal with it again? Well, next year, about the same time, we get told the same thing. Nope.
Just at the end.
Nope. Shut it off. No more. We're done talking about it. You know, and so if we don't at least address the issue and start thinking about it and say, is there a different way to look at this, then next year we're going to be in the same situation.
And maybe that's where we need to be, is what issues do we want to have on the table next month in September, October to look at? The way you do the road fee, to do a step on the road fee so that it is more fair for the people that drive more cars? How we could possibly look at that, that would probably be something to look at. But it has to be, I almost feel it has to be after the budget, because I don't see how we can do it in 3 weeks. So things like that, and Council Member Stewart, what are you looking at that you would like to be looked at now or in 2 months?
I just feel like the whole process, we get to a certain point and then it's like,
this is too fast.
It's just conversation over. Move on. It's already been decided. I'm like, okay, well, we need to maybe continue the conversation instead of being like, no more conversation. Because by the time we get through the budget process, how many of us want to spend another 6 months on the budget? We don't want to spend another 6 months on the budget. You know, that's not the favorite thing to deal with.
If I may, Mayor Pro Tem.
Sure.
However, at almost every budget meeting, there is a brand new idea that is presented that now takes us a lot more time to calculate and analyze. You guys have had this opportunity since the retreat to say, I think we need to look at employee benefits. I think we need to look at our road improvement fees. So I agree with you that oftentimes we're running up against deadlines and having to say, look, we have a public hearing August 7th. We've got to start getting some finality to our budget on what we want to do as a city. But it does become challenging when we've got new ideas every meeting that come up, and it's hard to vet those and analyze them in an hour before a regular meeting. And so we had a special council meeting for the budget on the 26th. We sat here for several hours. There was a decision to move forward with option D, okay? The very next meeting, that completely goes away in some folks. And now we're talking about completely different ideas. So it's inherently messy, Councilmember Stewart. I agree with you. We would all like to have just a really streamlined thing, but for all the reasons we're discussing here, differences in philosophical approaches, differences in what's best for the city, and it's inherently a mess. And every year it's like this, and it's just a challenge because we've got way more need than we have resources. So I guess I'm just looking at it from staff's perspective and saying, hey, to the extent you as a council can say, there's at least three or more of us that agree this is what we're going to have in our budget for the public hearing on August 7th. We can check some of those things off the list. There may be some things where you say, all right, I'm passionate enough about this that even though the budget needs to be approved by August whatever, I want that on an agenda and I want to continue to see that through. We can put those on agendas, and you can amend the budget, as you guys know, throughout the year at any time. So, yes, there's a deadline for the sake of truth and taxation to get a budget finalized. The very next week you could come back and have a public hearing and amend that budget if that's what you want to do. So I'm not trying to say, hey, just move forward and get it done. We do have to do something. But I would be concerned if there's a feeling like I've got things I want to do in the budget and I can't get them done by August 7th. Put them on an agenda. Let's have more discussion. You can amend an agenda if that's what you want to do. Mike?
So do we want to find out just right now, before we go in then, find out if there are three or more that are willing to?
No, selling coffee.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm asking.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that there weren't any questions so that we don't spend a lot of time in there. If to see where we're at on the utility rate. Are there any questions? Anyone has any answers they need for the next one down, the ordinance 1806? Is there any questions they need answered? Anything that anybody needs on that so that we don't go in there and are asking questions that we could ask right now?
You know, could I jump in on that? Because to this point, the road improvement fee and the utility franchise fee was to be a part of the pre-work session discussion, right? But they're not specifically laid out in the regular meeting by way of any decisions or direction. I mean, there's the one ordinance which is tied to the utility franchise fee. So I guess if there's any direction in the next 5 minutes related to road improvement fee or utility franchise fee that you want to give staff, because there's not an opportunity per se in the regular meeting, other than the franchise fee, you could have that discussion as a part of ordinance 1807, right?
But that's the first thing we've talked about. The next one was the utility rate increase that we can talk about in there. So I guess the utility franchise fee, so do you feel that you want to talk about franchise fee?
Well, I guess road improvement fee was probably the one with the most urgency in the pre-work meeting. The franchise fee could be a part of ordinance 1807's discussions. So if you want, but as far as the road impact fee, yes, it's related into that discussion. But so, I guess if there's any direction on that
so in order to finish off our pre-work session, I guess we needed a feeling of how to move staff forward on what we want to do with the road improvement fee, whether we want to increase it, I guess, keep it the same, increase it and reduce business, or, right, is that what we're thinking of on, what would we want to do on the road improvement then?
I'm not going to vote to do away with or increase the road improvement fee if we don't get rid of the franchise, because now we're doubling everything. It only works if you do away with the franchise fee and then replace the lost revenue that makes the enterprise funds sustainable based on our model, because it returns almost exactly the same amount of money to the enterprise funds as comes out through the franchise fee. Okay, it's sixes. So, but if we don't do away with that, there's no way you want to increase the road, because that's part of the sustainability too, because once you eliminate that, now you need to take care of this. It just makes it cleaner it specifies, it does exactly what the ordinance, it actually makes it to where those monies from the road maintenance fee go to road maintenance, and they are locked in there. They are locked in, there is no meandering with that money. Now the key question then really becomes, which was a question from last time, is, well, what about the parks? Okay? So that's a key component. Now I have a question on that. How is it we got this nice building? How is it we were able to get all those nice vehicles for $309,000 a year for the next 4 or 5 years? We took a lease, right? If we had to pay for all of our vehicles with cash right now, which we did with $250,000, we were putting them around $220,000 to $230,000 police vehicles. We're going to buy 8 police vehicles, right? We're going to buy them outright. Are we in a position where we could do that without the lease? Got a pumpulence, right? $900,000.
Brent, I don't.
How is it that we got that? Okay. Now, here's the question. John didn't know. What is the total amount of outstanding projects on parks that we have in South Dakota City?
On parks?
Yeah. How much is just the Birch Creek Park? How much is it?
Oh, was it five million, roughly?
$5 million for that.
For that?
Okay. How many years can we get $343,000 or $500,000 from RAM?
Three.
Okay. 3 years. Okay. So let's say we get $1.3 million out of that. Let's be really positive. Super positive. Unless we do the same thing. And we know that parks are one of the things, public safety is one of the things. We will never get those parks done if we do not bind ourselves with debt to do it. This building could not be built without the $10 million we took. Okay?
Our time is up to go to the other meeting.
So I'm just telling you that when we talk about, well, what about the parks? The franchise fee is not going to do it. It's going to take a concerted effort. We're going to have to bind ourselves to debt because we can't get this building. We can't get a pumpkins. We can't get our cars. We need
so there's no direction on
so
the
I'm just saying,
utility,
that's not an issue.
The road improvement fee. There's no direction for staff on that.
We don't have consensus. You have.
We don't have a consensus on direction. Do we have any consensus on? Okay.
I just need 10 seconds.
Okay.
Mother load is the fireworks that go off on the 23rd in Friendship Park. It's sponsored by one of our constituents, Dave Terry. He puts about $10,000 of his own private money into it. I'm going to request that in the budget we allocate $1 to the mother load. He's requested that the fire department show up with their rubber boots, so that if anybody wants to make a donation or a contribution to the fireworks, they do so to the fire department. So I'm asking that we make mother load a $1 contribution from South Arden City.
Step to
over
next year. Because
it'll
be the fire department's
team,
right?
Well, they're gonna work anyway.
And is that this 23rd, Monday?
23rd.
Is that Monday?
They don't give it.
Okay,
are we paying our employees to be there?
We're just allocating $1.
No. Are we? Can we have our employees show up someplace and not pay them?
No,
we can't.
They're on duty anyway.
So they're not $1,
but they're already on duty. So instead of being in the fire department, they're
over there. Yeah.
Let's
entertain. Sorry, do you want to say
something? No.
Entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
We couldn't do that until, right? We couldn't do anything about the dollar in this meeting.
Right.
In fact, we can't even do it in the next meeting until it's on an agenda. Right?
Let's chat. Because I.
Is there a second?
Oh.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I think just letting the fire department